Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
Mexico fans shake the earth with World Cup joy. When Mexico knocked Ecuador out of the World Cup 2-0 to reach the last 16, the celebrations did not just fill the streets, they registered on seismographs. Mexico's digital platform for early warning and comprehensive risk management, known as SASLA, recorded significant tremors after fans erupted in mass jumping following both goals, with the nearest monitoring station to the Azteca Stadium capturing what it called an outstanding artificial signal. The quake monitoring platform, Sismo Alerta Mexicana, explained that the rapid, collective jumping produced short surface waves in the local ground, not a real earthquake, but vibrations strong enough to be picked up by instruments capable of detecting tremors on the other side of the world.
This kind of human-induced seismic activity is not new. A Taylor Swift concert in 2023, with over 70,000 fans, generated strong seismic vibrations recorded at stations within roughly 9 kilometers of the venue. Research published in 2024 in the journal Seismological Research Letters confirmed that large crowds can produce unique vibration signals resembling tremors. Scientists say studying these artificial signals could help develop better seismographs, improve understanding of subsurface earth structure, and design buildings that respond more effectively to vibrations. The celebrations, however, also turned tragic, as 3 people were crushed to death in Mexico City when nearly a million fans took to the streets after the final whistle.
The United States have reached the round of 16 at the 2026 World Cup, but will face Belgium in Seattle on Monday without their key striker, Florian Balogun, following a dramatic 2-0 victory over Bosnia and Herzegovina in the San Francisco Bay Area. Balogun broke the deadlock just before halftime, latching onto a loose ball and finishing with a cushioned left-footed effort, though an earlier goal from the Monaco striker had already been ruled out for offside. His evening, however, took a costly turn after the break, when Brazilian referee Rafael Claus issued a straight red card following a VAR review, with replays showing Balogun's studs making contact with the calf or ankle of Bosnian defender Tarik Muharemovic. Notably, no Bosnian players initially appealed the challenge, and the incident appeared to be without intent.
U.S. head coach Mauricio Pochettino was adamant the decision was wrong, describing it as a normal accident in football, and drawing a comparison to a similar challenge by Lionel Messi in Argentina's opening game against Algeria, which was given only as a foul. Pochettino added that it should be possible to appeal the decision, though FIFA's disciplinary code offers no such avenue when VAR has been involved, and described Balogun as very disappointed and sad. Despite playing the final 25 minutes with 10 men, the Americans held firm, with Malik Tillman sealing the win with a stunning free kick 8 minutes from time. Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, and Tillman all impressed throughout, with the home crowd roaring the team on. The result ended both a 24-year wait for a knockout stage win and a run of 10 consecutive U.S. defeats against European opposition.
The USA have not progressed beyond the round of 16 since 2002 and will be determined to change that when they meet Belgium, who were far from convincing themselves, needing to come from 2 goals down before beating Senegal with a very late penalty in extra time.
England's penalty kings are ready for World Cup shootout glory. As England gear up for the World Cup, manager Thomas Tuchel is already thinking about penalty shootouts, and the data suggests he has plenty of options to choose from. Tuchel has openly acknowledged that winning at least one shootout will likely be necessary if England are to achieve their goals at the tournament. England's overall shootout record at major finals remains difficult, having won 3 and lost 7 since 1990, though their recent form is more encouraging, beating Colombia at the 2018 World Cup and Switzerland at Euro 2024. When ranked by conversion rate among players who have taken at least 3 penalties for club or country, Anthony Gordon leads the realistic contenders with a rate of 94%, followed closely by Ivan Toney at 92%, who has scored 67 from 73 career penalties.
Harry Kane sits at 89%, Marcus Rashford at 88%, and Bukayo Saka at 86%, while Jude Bellingham, who scored in the Euro 2024 quarterfinal shootout against Switzerland,
converts at 83%. Declan Rice, at 71%, has himself pointed to Kane, Tony, Rashford, Gordon, Saka, and Bellingham as what he called probably the best crop of penalty takers England have ever had. Further down the list, Eberechi Eze converts at 67%, despite his Champions League final miss, while Ollie Watkins' record of 9 scored from 16 attempts makes him a less likely candidate when the pressure is at its highest.
Tottenham's big spending has a mixed record. Tottenham Hotspur are closing in on another major outlay, with reports of an £85 million agreement for West Ham midfielder Matheus Fernandes. But the club's history of expensive signings is a cautionary tale. A look back at their 10 most costly transfers reveals that value for money has been far from guaranteed, with several deals ending in disappointment or outright loss. Tanguy Ndombele, signed for £55 million, left on a free transfer in 2024 after failing to justify even a fraction of that fee, while Dominic Solanke, also £55 million, has managed just 12 goals across 2 seasons. Xavi Simons, who cost around £51.8 million, contributed only 5 goal involvements in his Premier League appearances before rupturing his anterior cruciate ligament and may not return until 2027. On the brighter side, Christian Romero stands out as the best value of the group, making 156 appearances and proving a consistent defensive presence over £42.5 million. James Maddison, at £40 million, showed real creative quality before injury derailed his second season. And young Archie Gray, still only 20, has the time and versatility to grow into his £30 million fee. Brennan Johnson's £47.5 million will always be justified in many supporters' minds by a single moment, the winning goal in the Europa League final.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from One Football and its news partners and was produced with the support of Artificial Intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.